Mount Warner, rising 500 feet above the surrounding farmland in North Hadley, is a familiar landmark that is easily accessible to people seeking active and passive recreation on 160 acres of gently sloping woodlands. Joshua Burke Knox, superintendent of the Trustees of Reservations, leads visitors over a two-mile-long, newly constructed trail that loops through the woods on a crisp fall day.
Views into the woods with the beautiful yellowing and golden foliage, with the leaves fluttering down with the gentle breeze of today. It's really a magical spot. You can hear the leaves crunching underfoot. The whole property is being coated in this golden magic.
The Salamander Trail ascends through roughly a dozen types of trees, including oak, black birch, and beech, along with ferns and other vegetation.
This is another aspect of the property that I point out. Some of the largest grapevines I've seen anywhere, these 6, 8, 10 inch diameter grapevines, snake all the way into the highest canopy and really create a magical flow through the woodland.
The mountain is also home to wildlife, including deer, chipmunks, coyotes, woodpeckers, and salamanders. The land was used in the past for grazing and for logging. Evidence of the history can be seen along the new trail.
This, like a lot of our landscape here in New England, is a great spot to look not only at the natural history, but also the human history on the land. There's some spots on the property here with large glacial erratics. We have pictures of those erratics standing in a completely open field with no trees, in evidence. So this landscape has changed, and there's some really interesting stories we can tell about how we as humans manage land and preserve properties like this for the future.
Knox said the new trail was carefully designed and built to allow easy access.
That's in large part due to quite a collection of volunteers that has helped us take out hazard trees and make these clear blazing on the trail and making sure the path that we're walking on underfoot is nice and level. And so the result is when you come here for a walk at Mount Warner, you have this beautiful and easy experience, whether you're mountain biking or jogging or hiking with your kids.
The Mount Warner Reservation is open for year-round activities, including hiking, mountain biking, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and bird watching. The property had been owned for generations by the Agassiz family before it was sold to the Trustees of Reservations. It's one of 44 properties the organization owns and manages in western Massachusetts, according to Joanna Ballantyne, the Trustees' Western Regional Director.
It's part of our strategic plan and our vision to protect land, to steward it with volunteers, to excite more people to get outdoors, especially kids and people of all ages, and to grow those of us who love nature and the outdoors and care about conservation and historic preservation and farming in Massachusetts.
Ballantyne credited community partners, the Kestrel Trust, and the 100,000 members of her organization with making the acquisition of Mount Warner possible. The Mount Warner Reservation is part of a nearly contiguous 500 acres of protected land that links forests and farmland along the Connecticut River. Pete Westover of Conservation Works is designing a regional trail system to allow people to explore the larger area.
We've mapped it out, and we're talking to the landowners along the way because we have to arrange for permissions and easements, and we're talking about an extra mile of trail that will run from the river up through several properties up here to the Mount Warner connection.
The Trustees of Reservations will hold a dedication of the Mount Warner Reservation on Saturday, October 18th at 10:30. There will be a guided hike of the Salamander Trail. There will also be wagon ride tours of the surrounding landscape offered as part of the North Hadley Sugar Shack's annual Pumpkin Fest and Tractor Parade. Reporting from North Hadley, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.